Unit 7.
F.
3.
Okay, now I'd like to run through the process with you, and as I do, I'll show you the sequence of actions here in the assembly workshop. You can watch how other workers carry out the tasks, and then we'll arrange for you to have some hands-on training.
Great. I've already been given handouts with the step-by-step instructions, but it's always better to get practical experience.
Exactly. Well, as you'll see, the task itself is simple. Basically, you're bonding two components together. The parts are very delicate, though, so the work must be done with precision and careful handling.
What kind of parts are they?
They are the basic platform for the DVD disk drive assemblies that are installed in our laptop computers. You will get to see how the completed disk drive is installed in the computer when we follow the assembly line into the main assembly hall. Now, let's look at the equipment you'll be using. At each workstation, there is a gun containing the ceramic bonding liquid.
Bonding liquid?
Yes. Let's call it the glue for now. There is also an oven for hardening the glue and two boxes of parts called base A1 and body A2.
Hang on, I'll need to remember this. Or is it all in the instructions?
Don't worry. You'll find that all the boxes of parts are clearly labeled and color-coded as part of our Kanban system. Right, let's move over to this workstation, and we can observe the first procedure. See that gun? It automatically places a drop of glue on the part base A1, and then the body A2 is pressed firmly onto the base, and you can hear it snap together. Just like a plastic toy brick. Then the joined component goes into the oven and the door is closed. It's switched on, and the curing process will take exactly 10 seconds. In a few moments, we'll hear a buzzer, which means that the door can be opened and...
Can I ask something? Is that thing hot, coming out of the oven?
No, not at all. I'll come to that in a minute. The second procedure. Now, as the part comes out of the oven, it's being checked to ensure that the bond is hard. You see a quick twisting movement. You'll be shown how to do that later. Also, there's another check to make sure that no glue has squeezed out of the joint. Any defects must be reported. They'll be put in a tray marked reworking. All finished parts are put in a tray marked progress. Now then, you had a question about hot materials?
Well, my question is about general safety, really.
The procedure's completely safe, providing the instructions are correctly followed. The oven produces no heat. It looks like a small microwave, but the process is not baking the component, it's called curing. The glue hardens very quickly when it's exposed to ultraviolet light. Notice that all the workers are provided with safety glasses, a white laboratory coat, and also special gloves for handling the parts. The glue is harmless, by the way, but try not to get it on yourself. If there's anything else you'd like to know about safety, you can ask your workstation leader. Now, are you ready to turn this theory into practice?
Yeah, I'd like to have a go.